Media Talks, the podcast that helps to better understand the world of media and video advertising.
Hello and welcome back, Media Talk listeners. It's great to be back, and I'm very thrilled today to be sitting with Cami Crane from NBC Universal. Cami, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Manu.
Always a pleasure. So, in fact, for anyone who may not know you, Cami, could you just give us a quick intro about you and your role at NBCU?
Sure. I am the SVP of Global Advertising Strategy at NBCU. I have been at NBCU for almost 8 years, and the latter half of that tenure has been really focused on kind of building out our international presence. And so I work in the strategy group that's deployed to our international business, working on how we expand across the globe, leveraging our IP, our assets, our technology, and our capabilities, as well as kind of building our partnerships to deliver scale in the international markets that tie together the U.S. And kind of non-U.S. together. So that's been kind of my most recent focus.
Right. Brilliant. Busy then. All right. There's so much we could talk about. And I know NBC is, you know, NBC kind of being at the forefront of so many innovations. But I just wanted today to specifically focus on one thing in particular. And that's the announcement that you made earlier this year in Cannes, in particular, by sort of bringing together broadcaster partners at an international level and aim at, and I will quote one of the statements I read, it's building a more scalable and equitable global video ecosystem, which I thought it was a good summary, but I think it deserved a little bit, maybe some clarity of or maybe some development around this. So could you just tell us a little more about what this is about?
Sure. Yeah. And it's really exciting for us because it's new. There's really no player in the marketplace that is offering kind of premium video at scale with local relevance tied together with technology that enables kind of ease of execution and flexibility in buying. And that's where we've really seen the opportunity. But if I take a step back, I would say our kind of international efforts have been a product of a multi-year strategy that started shortly after our parent company, Comcast, acquired Sky in 2018. And while we've had international operations and different kind of sales units across the entities underneath the Comcast umbrella, they've really kind of been, a bit more siloed and not really kind of how we operate in the U.S. And since that acquisition, we've really been working on how do we better align, not necessarily from a structural standpoint, but from kind of a spirit of representation standpoint, how do we align those assets underneath this kind of more corporate umbrella with NBCU, Sky, Comcast, and then take kind of what we have in our presence in international markets and then partner with peers across regions to achieve scale, because where we see the opportunity is providing scale to our clients. And it's scale and premium video because that's what they are asking for. And there really is nobody else in the market that does that yet. There are many entrants that are starting to see that same opportunity that we have seen. But this is an exciting opportunity because when we took a look inside, we actually had quite a bit to bring to the market and quite a lot to unite. And so that is kind of where we've seen the opportunity, and bringing FreeWheel in to power it all is pretty unique and something that we feel is an advantage because they are the best video technology for premium video in the marketplace. And we're really trying to make it easier for marketers to activate campaigns on a global basis. And in bringing together peer broadcast partners, that is really providing local relevance for marketers as well. So it's not about just cobbling together, you know, different buys across different regions, across different sources. It's how do we make it easier? Because that's how you scale trades at a multiple. And that's really where we see the opportunity. So we're really excited about it.
Just speaking of a few words, as you mentioned, In fact, I was at an IAB, at the IAB upfront earlier this this week, and there was a number of themes that came out of this, and you know, there was quality of content, there was the targeting, that scale and simplicity. So, looking at the current state of the market, in your view, what do you think buyers need most today?
I think what buyers need is they need premium video, right? We know that it delivers, and they need it at scale. They also need kind of, they've become so accustomed to the ease of execution with the big platforms, because that's really been the only option to give them scale. And nobody's going to get in trouble for putting YouTube on a plan, right? Because it's efficient, it delivers, it doesn't necessarily provide all of the scale and all of the quality audiences that clients are looking for. So it's only one part of the plan. The market is really begging for there to be an alternative. And that's really where we see this proposition fitting in. So it's, how do we take the premium video, we create this premium video ecosystem that one, and kind of ties to the equitable statement that we made earlier this year, but how do we do it for the good of the industry and the ecosystem to deliver scale? Because it behooves all of us to make sure that our businesses are fit for the future. And, you know, it's not a monopoly, but we need to create healthy competition. And I think that's where our assets coming together with content and technology and the capabilities that we're able to build on top of those, leveraging technology, then puts us in the same consideration set, but with a differentiated proposition and more of what marketers are looking for. But they need the simplicity, and they need the ease of execution, and not just, you know, going into multiple markets and multiple partners and cobbling together what is the equivalent, you know, of the, you know, the Google buy or the YouTube buy for premium video. It doesn't make sense. So they're always going to steer towards what's easy, right? You never walk away from what's easy, and you're never going to get in trouble for what's easy if it still kind of meets the mark. But we can do so much better. And I think it's incumbent upon us and imperative for us as a collective broadcaster community to be linking arms to kind of preserve the future of the video ecosystem.
What are all the various offering that you enable?
Yeah, so I would say the way we're thinking about it is really kind of a three-tiered product structure, where you have kind of the equivalent of, you know, premium streaming at the top, and that's kind of like your most precious set of inventory, and it's very transparent, and it has the reach, it has the scale, and but it's also kind of very selective. In the kind of the second layer, I would say the second tier would be kind of an aggregation of CTV. That's your performance TV. That's meeting the objectives. You're applying data. Really can get to targeting. It's really where kind of, if you want that scale, you're going to go. And then kind of the bottom layer, the tier is more of like an efficiency layer. That's kind of like, we're calling it standard, but online video, it's all premium video, but it's just kind of different environment, a little bit different in the quality of the publishers that are in there. They might be a little bit smaller scale, but we're really trying to cater to marketers' objectives across the full funnel. So kind of like premium plus and standard is kind of how we're talking about the product tiers. And it really depends on what the marketers are looking for. But that's why we're creating the product to be flexible enough to meet and deliver upon all the objectives marketers have at whatever point in their cycle and their branding campaigns they're on.
So you mentioned scale, reach. How, in some ways, how does it helps advance key industry projects such as measurement? So that's going to be probably
measurement is a really big one. And I would say, I think we're all grappling with measurement challenges these days, regardless of what market that we're in. And even when you go outside the US, it becomes infinitely more complicated because of all of the geographic regulation kind of per geography. So that one's always like, you know, a mind exploding one. But I think, you know, first, I would say by bringing together leading broadcasters and digital publishers in major markets, we're providing that scale that the marketers are looking for with the type of inventory, right? With the inventory that performs the premium video, the valuable reach that comes with the viewers of local premium content. So it's not just kind of one size fits all or a certain type of content. It's the ones that are going to buy our clients' products. And second, then by connecting that scale with FreeWheel's premium video technology, we're enabling this foundational layer that facilitates not only interoperability, right, but it also allows us to implement standardization. And that's across things like measurement. It's across things like data. It's across things like ad experience. And a lot of the things we're taking learnings from what we've seen with Peacock in the US and with our other broadcast partners in their respective geographies. But mm-hmm. really, it's the technology layer that's the common denominator that we're focused on and the common thread that underpins the launch of this initiative. And, you know, we can then bring together the thought leadership, the innovation for our partners to advance on these key challenges we have, you know, like measurement. And it won't happen overnight, especially given kind of all the complexities and varying regulation. But in creating this wider partnership endeavor, we definitely have the tools and technology and the intelligence to accelerate progress. And I would say, in the US, you know, we've kind of taken a page out of the Europeans' playbook with creating our JIC, and you guys are always so good at collaborating and, you know, in the international markets. Unless you work there, you don't kind of realize that that's just out of necessity. And I would say measurement has been such a challenge for us in the US out of necessity. We've, you know, we've had this partnership-driven approach, and it's working with our JIC, with OpenAP, and we want to be able to kind of take that approach into this endeavor that we have, pull in all the great minds enabled by the technology and simplify. So a big part of simplification is standardization that's enabled through the technology. And, you know, that's the key differentiator and where we definitely want to help kind of accelerate progress on things like measurement. But it will be, you know, an evolutionary journey, but we're doing it together as opposed to in silos.
Yeah. Okay. Which is the way to drive this, because you can't just do it alone. It has to be.
You can't do. I think you can't do it alone, especially when you get in the international marketplace and you see the growth of the platforms at a global level. You know, if you don't collaborate, you risk being marginalized because you just then don't have a seat at the table. And that's when kind of even tying back on your equitable comment earlier of what we had said is like, If you don't, you risk being marginalized, but then we all risk being marginalized. And if that is really, if we have the product that delivers for clients, that's going to meet marketers' objectives, like nobody wants that to happen, right? Just because it's easy, right? So it's really the onus is on us to work through these challenges, to work through the hard stuff and make it easy. And I think it's so hard coming from a legacy broadcast business in the pivot to digital that we're all facing, right? Where it's just, there's so many different factors, but it's incumbent on us to make sure that we always keep the client first and foremost, because otherwise we won't win.
Yeah, that's fair. And so you mentioned earlier about sort of unification, talked about, you know, NBC and Comcast and Sky, and how is this allowing sort of unification from an overall sort of supply perspective?
Yeah, I would say kind of going back to the technology layer, which is kind of like, you know, the common denominator that links all of the supply together. But we're unifying supply pools to provide scaled access to the formats that perform in premium video and then build on top of that to enhance the features. But I think what we're trying to do is also with FreeWheel is kind of ensure that it's done within the control of the broadcaster. So we're not, this isn't an acquisition. This isn't kind of, an alliance or an equity partnership or, you know, there's the dynamics are a little bit harder to navigate because we're all kind of on equal footing and it's more of like a team effort. But I think it's almost enabling us as broadcasters, each individually, to access as much monetization as we can and deliver for clients, as well as ensure that our businesses stay sustainable. But it's the tools and technology that enable us to do that. And I would say it's not about Comcast making money. It's not about NBCU making money. It's about making sure we all make money, right? And we're not at any scale outside the US. So it's really, how do we take our leadership, our learnings, our technology, and come together to help the betterment of the entire ecosystem across the globe, right? We've started to do it. No. The U.S. is a little bit different, but it's really about preserving the integrity and the sustainability of our businesses.
Next question is always about, you know, moving forward, although, you know, this is just starting, but we always want to think what's tomorrow. But
you never move fast enough.
Think about the plans or how, where do we go from here and sort of what next, what's coming really in the coming sort of months and maybe next year.
Yeah, so that's a great question. I would say I'm always somebody that wants to move as fast as possible, but I would say we're not gonna run before we can walk. And I think we're really focused on getting this initial launch up and running, but we'd like to expand to additional markets outside of, you know, the top ones that we've announced. But for us, it's each market is really different. And once you kind of go further afoot, the nuances in each market become pretty particular, and how you enter each market, is going to require a disciplined approach. And so we will kind of be looking at how we adapt and who are the partners in those marketplaces. But obviously we want this to be a global proposition, and we want to make sure we are in the markets that our clients are looking for reach in. And I think we'll think about that very thoughtfully in how we approach, and then figure out what the right partners are. But I would say we're focused on maybe step one first, and, you know, earning our right to expand and earning our right into the next phase, because our market is evolving so rapidly. You know, we also have to stay very in tune with where the market's going. And so we feel like this approach is kind of aligned with where we are with the market today, and we'll evolve from there. But it definitely includes further expansion.
Fantastic. Okay. We're already at time, so I normally tend to end my podcast with a more sort of personal questions and get slightly out of the the technical bit, and ask my guest about something that they deeply care about. So I was just going to ask you the same.
That's a great question. Wow. What do I deeply care about? I would say, well, first, you know, on a personal question, I deeply care about my family, right? I'm a mother of four, and they're all on the relatively younger side of things, although getting more self-sufficient by the day. I would say, but in that family, I would broaden that out to be kind of a more extended definition of family. And for me, that includes, kind of where I work as well, because I would say where we work is kind of a more family atmosphere. And so I think, you know, for me, it's about ensuring where my family is the best version of themselves, right? And then I'm facilitating I'm teaching the goals and values and the things for them to be good corporate citizens, because I think it then translates into how they operate into the broader society. And there's so much going on in the world that's really concerning. And if I can do my part with my kids and with kind of my extended family and the people I work with, then that's me doing a little bit better for the world that we live in. And so I think it's really about kind of being true to yourself and making sure that you are instilling the right values and creating, you know, globally minded citizens that are making the right decisions that are going to kind of make our businesses as well as, you know, our world a better place. So, you know, I'm not sure if that's what you're looking for on the spot question, but yes.
This is great. I mean, I love that. I think this is so true, and this is, you know, so needed right now as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally. Cammy, thank you very much for being here today. This has been truly fascinating, and I think this is poised to truly revolutionize, I think, access to premium inventory on a massive scale. And I think, you know, I'm really looking forward to how this evolves and develop, and how can buyers respond to this as well. So once again, thank you very much, Cammy. And of course, thank you to all our sort of listeners for tuning in. And until next time, bye.
Thanks, Manu. Thank you.
Media Talks, the podcast that helps to better understand the world of media and video advertising.